Get started on the second session. We're answering the question that if both Lucifer and Adam, they didn't have sin nature, so why was it or how was it that they could sin?
好，我们现在在回答刚才的那个问题，就是路西弗跟亚当都没有罪性，神造他们都是完美的，为什么他还会犯罪呢？
Okay, and it comes out in this principle here. The source of all sin is volition. It's the source of all sin is volition.
哦，这个答案呢，就是所有的罪的来源都是来自于自由意志。
Now you have to remember that the sin nature will tempt you to sin. It's what we call like an out, even though it's in the body, it's an outside influence because it's not part of the soul.
Sorry, can you say it again?
Okay, the sin nature, it will influence you and it will tempt you, but it is not sin itself and it doesn't make sin, it doesn't create sin. You got that?
Well, I understand every word you say, but it's a little bit difficult.
Okay, maybe I can break it down. So the sin nature is part of the body, it's not part of the soul.
哦，我们先必须要了解这个罪性哈，是你的身体的一部分，而不是你的魂的一部分。
So you have to look at the soul and the body as being two very separate things. The body is just the, it's like the vehicle, it's the place where the soul lives in your time on earth.
我们要理解肉体跟魂哈，它是完全两个不关联的东西。所以这个肉体呢，就是我们魂的一个算是一个承载的一个交通工具一样。
Now what is being tested is your soul. It's actually your volition. Your volition is the source of all of your decision making.
你要先理解你的自由意志却是你的魂的一部分。好，也就是说你的自由意志来在你的魂里面下很多的决定。
And it's, again, it's your volition which is at the test, right? Because we're witnesses in the angelic conflict, and you know, hopefully we can understand those concepts now. It's your volition which is being tested. Are you going to be faithful to God or are you going to rebel against God?
所以当我们承受各种的试探的时候呢，它其实是在试探什么？是在试探我们的自由意志。也就是说你愿意不愿意顺服于神，还是你要背逆神，这件事情它其实是一个自由意志里的一个决定。
But your body is really what we could call part of the outside environment. It's part of the testing ground which is going to test your volition, whether you're going to be faithful to God or not.
而你的肉体呢，却是一个外在的一个环境的一部分哦，是在你魂以外的一个部分，它也是在测试你的一个部分。也就是说你的身体里面很多的不舒服或什么的，它也好像在提供了一个测试的战场，一个测试的区域，让你的魂来决定要怎么做。
So you sort of have to get this attitude in your mind that your body is not really part of you. I mean, you have to look after your body, of course. If you don't look after your body, you have to suffer. And you suffer from pain, which is signals being sent to the brain. But your body is not the true you.
The brain is also part of the body, right?
That's right. The brain is part of the physical body, but your brain somehow links to the soul.
所以我们要知道哈，就是当我们虽然身体跟魂是完全两件事情，是分别的，但是这个身体它还是需要被照顾啊，因为你不好好照顾你的身体，身体就会有病痛，那这个病痛是会有经由神经传导到你的脑部，那脑部呢，它的确就变成跟我们的魂会有一些关联性，所以这个身体好，虽然是属于魂以外的一个东西，但是它是有串联到我们的魂去下决定的时候，它会提供某些资讯。
Yeah, and the outside environment I talk about, so anything outside of the soul, this is really our testing ground. This is going to test your attitude and this is going to test your relationship with God.
所以呢，所有的魂以外的外在事物，包括你的身体，包括你的环境， 它都是我们的魂被接受测试的一个测试场。
So just like, you know, whatever country you're born in, whatever household, whatever family you're born in as well, whatever your environment is around you, everybody's environment is different, including their bodies. Everybody's body is different as well. But these are all just part of your outside circumstances, which are designed to test you.
所以呢，我们不论是生在哪一个国家、哪一个城市、哪一个乡村，好，然后我们的这个经济状况、我们的生活状态，它其实都是在提供了一个测试我们的魂以及我们的自由意志的一个测试场。
People like to make a big issue about, they say, well, it's not fair because, you know, I was born in a poor family in a poor country and I was born disabled, I was blind, I was born with a skin disease or something like that. And you know, everybody has their problems and everybody has their suffering. But the only place that we're equal is in the soul.
所以我们要理解哦，我们有些人会说这样很不公平啊，为什么我生下来就有什么皮肤的毛病啊，我生下来就很矮啊，很高，或者我很胖啊，或是任何的这些外在的因素，它或许有不同，但是大家都是在得到不同的身体、不同的环境、不同的成长过程的这些事情，它都是在对我们意志的一个测试，我们或许都得到了不同的一个测试的这个 program， 就好像不同的测试的一些条件，但其实我们的魂却都是一样的。
Yeah, and a big part of the outside environment as well is what we call the cosmic system. And the cosmic system is all of Satan's ideas and philosophies.So I can say satanic propaganda. This is part of the system as well. All of the lies and the deceit of Satan.
而这个世界呢，这个系统，世界的系统呢，它是我们身体所住的地方。而这个世界系统呢，却又是现在是被撒旦掌权的。好，所以呢，撒旦他会用他各种的这个宣传手法，他的谎言。啊，他的这种骗局，他的甚至宗教，或者是哲学，或者是心理学等等各种理论和各种价值观来影响我们。那撒旦他创造了这个所谓的属世系统，就是在用这些各种方法来骗我们去下错误的意志决定。
Remember, right from the beginning, and this is before Adam and Eve had their sin natures, Satan was in the garden and he was lying to them. He lied to the woman. He said, if you eat the fruit, you will not die. Satan was basically saying, God is a liar. God is lying to you.
而在伊甸园呢，发生的事情是什么呢？就是一样的，其实就是撒旦他用他的所创造的谎言要来骗夏娃，告诉夏娃说，哦，神其实是对你并不好的啊，神其实不想给你最好的，所以他不让你吃那个果子，他用一个骗局来让他的意志下错决定。
And then when Adam and Eve, they had their children, they had Cain and Abel, and it was Satan. The Bible is very clear, it tells us that Satan was promotingreligion to Cain. He said to Cain, you don't need to do God's sacrifice with the lamb. He said, you can get the vegetables, you get the fruits of the garden together, and you can offer that to God, and God will be pleased. But Satan was lying to Cain.
而在这个创世纪里面呢，也有讲到哈，他非常清楚的告诉我们说，当夏娃跟亚当的两个孩子该隐跟亚伯，好，他们两个出生之后呢，撒旦呢就去诱惑该隐，去做了非常非常不好的事情，杀掉了亚伯。好，这些全部都是撒旦他用了他的全部的谎言，一直在该隐的耳边不断的这个影响他。
But all of these things are part of the outside environment. So your body is the outside environment, the physical place that you live in, and of course the cosmic system, which is, you know, again, it's all of this satanic propaganda. These are all things designed to test you.
所以我们要重新再提醒他，就是除了魂之外，我们的身体以及整个属世的世界，一切除了魂之外的一切，全部都是拿来试探我们、试炼我们的。
Now when I say the body is very interesting actually because it has like almost like three areas of testing just from your physical body alone. One is the sin nature.The other is the physical suffering that your body faces. And the other is that emotions are also part of the body. The emotions are part of the body system.
好，我们要同时知道了，就是这个人的人体，它之对于我们的魂有三个方向的这个试炼。好，第一个试炼呢，就是这个身体的各种感知。
Okay, so you're putting
that. Oh, sorry. The first one is the sin nature, or?
Yeah, I'll put the first one as the sin nature.
对不起啊，就是这三种从我们身肉体可以给我们的试炼里面的第一种，应该要把它称之为罪性，就是我们肉体本身就带着的罪性。那第二种呢是肉体的折磨，就是当我们身体受到病痛或者是创伤的时候的这种痛苦。那第三种呢是我们的情感。Emotions, suffering, or just emotions?
Well, it's just emotions really, because emotions, you can have pleasant emotions, you can have nice emotions, and then you can have bad emotions as well.
Yeah, but the first one and two are both in the bad side.
That's right, yes.
我们的身体带给我们的有三种测试方向，第一种是罪性，第二种是肢体的病痛，第三种是情感。
Yeah, now actually I'll put them as 1, 2, 3, but really there's no proper order because all of these things, they're in the body right from the time that you're born and that they all affect us. You know, right from the time you're a very small child, you're going to have tests from all of these three things.
我们这三件事情其实不应该要有次序的哈，因为当我们一出生的时候，这三件事情就影响着我们的一生。
Yeah, and actually, and even number two, we'll have physical suffering. Now, there's physical pleasures as well, and they can be a test. You know, whether it's related to sex or drugs, drinking, for example. But these are actually related to emotions as well. So number two and number three are actually very tightly intertwined.
而physical 就是身体的这种折磨呢，其实它另外一方面也有身体的这种愉悦啊。那这个身体的愉悦与折磨，它其实也都是对我们的一个测试哈、啊。包括这个像性的愉悦哈、啊，它就是一个很大的测试。如果你不能够节制的时候，它就变成是一个让我们会犯罪的一个测试。那第这个情感呢，跟着这个。我们的身体的感这些感官呢、哦，其实是一体两面的，所以第二跟第三之间是互相相关的。
And we know that emotions come from the body because the Bible even tells us. There's scientific studies done as well, but the Bible tells us. There's a few verses to give us examples, but one verse we can use is 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12. Let me just have a look at this.And Paul actually warns about the Corinthian believers, how they are being controlled by their emotions. So this is 2 Corinthians 6:12. And Paul, I don't know how it translates in the Chinese, but in the English they do a bad translation. Like your own affections, that means emotions. Does it have something like emotions in here, that you're controlled by your emotions?
Well, it doesn't seems like talking about emotion in Chinese.
Well, maybe it says something like the stomach or something like the insides of your body?
No, it's like 心意. 心意 is more like your thoughts.
Oh, that's, no, that's not right. That's not right. Okay, see the word here is splanchnon, and splanchnon usually means the stomach. Sometimes you have the word koilia. And this is relating to your internal organs.
The simplified Chinese, using the heart and the stomach.
That's a more, what we call a literal translation. Well, the word splanchnon, literally it means like the, we can say the stomach, or we can say the kidneys and the liver. It means the internal organs.
Okay. 好, 这一段呢, 克林多后书6章12节, 听特别把它拿出来呢, 是因为它的原来的这个希腊文, 所讲到的这个字哦, 就是所谓的心肠。 它其实讲的那个字其实就是所谓的我们的内脏，它的原来的原文是内脏的意思。
See, Paul says from the verse 11, he says, we're teaching you the word of God. Our mouth is open to you, and our heart, that's the cardia, that's in the soul, has been enlarged. So they should be learning doctrine, and their heart, meaning the soul, that's the heart of the soul, has been expanded by the knowledge of the word of God.
我们先了解哈，这个哥林多后书的6章11节前面在讲的是说，哥林多的人呢，那个保罗在跟他们讲解说，我们向你们说的话是开放的，心是敞开的，就是说他们是用一个宽广的心来经由神的话来帮助他们把心给打开来。
Yeah, now if the Corinthians were taking in the doctrine, if they were learning what Paul was teaching to them, and other people as well, like they had Apollos and other people. If they were learning, then they would be straightened. And to be straightened means now they would go on a straight path. They would go on the right path.
所以呢，这时候呢，保罗是在跟他们说，你们在被教导，你们因着我们拿着神的话语，开放的神的话语来教导你们，然后你们的心就得以这个打开。 但是呢，我们所神的话语在教导进去你们给你们的时候呢，本身是本来没有限制的，是可以完全的将你们的心完全的打开。但是呢，你们的心呢，却自己是有一个限制的。那他其实在讲的是说，你们对神的话语却有一个限制了。
See, he says here, you are not straightened, or you're not going in the straight path. The word here you have down the bottom, stenokoreo, and that means to be straight, to straighten. You go on the right path, but if you're emotional, and the Corinthians are very emotional, they're all over the place, going left and right, and they're turning around, and yeah, in their mind, this is all in the mind. They're making bad decisions because they're controlled by their emotions.
所以这边其实这句话的真正的含义是说呢，就是哥林多后书6章12节，就是说，其实呢，神给了你一条很笔直的大道，但是呢，你的心意，应该是说你的情绪，你的情绪呢，却会把你拉歪，东南西北的拉，所以让你没有办法在这个神所教导的这个笔直大道上面运行。 所以他的讲的这个限制是指的是这个，就是说你明明你已经走上了康庄大道，神的话语带着你上了康庄大道，但你却因为你的emotion，你的情绪，把你拉偏了。Now
this is just one verse. There's other verses as well, and even in the Old Testament, where you see God using the terms that we have for the kidneys and the liver, it's called kilia in the Hebrew. Relating to people's emotions. So the emotions are related to your internal organs.
那不只在这里啊，其实有好几个地方呢，是这个新约里面都有提到这个肝脏跟肾脏的哈，它就会影响我们的情绪啊。我们所以呢，神在圣经里就已经教导我们这些我们人的情绪情感，就因此。
Yeah, and modern science has actually proven that your emotion comes from what we call the endocrine system. So that's your liver and your kidneys and stuff. Because your kidneys and your liver, they produce endorphins. So I'll give you a couple of words here. Endocrine system. So again, this is usually, I think it relates to the kidneys, the liver, the spleen. I don't know if you know these words in English. And you have the gallbladder as well. And these are part of your internal organs. They help to produce amino acids and they produce the endorphins.
我们其实从现代的这个生理学已经非常清楚了，就是我们的内分泌系统是非常影响我们的情绪的，而这个内分泌系统呢，就包括我们的身体里面的各种腺体，包括肾脏腺、肝脏、脾脏，还有等一下这个字我要查一下，还有胆囊。 等等呢，它全部都是属于内分泌系统的一部分。那它影，所以它产生的这种多酚类的这些内分泌的这些酵素呢，它就影响了我们整个人对的情绪状态。Okay,
I just want to give you some examples of endorphins, and then if you understand these words, you'll understand what's happening in the body. And we have things like dopamine. This is like a happiness drug, but it's inside the body. You might be able to get translations of these. I don't know if they translate them into Chinese. They have dopamine, adrenaline. You might have heard of this one.
Actually, dopamine is in your brain, right?
But it's produced from your endocrine system. And when it gets released into the brain, that's when you experience things like happiness and pleasure.
第一个是多巴胺，就是会让我们快乐的那个多巴胺。
And this is just some examples. I mean, they say that scientists and biologists, they found many different kinds of, these are like drugs in the system that are being produced by the system, by the endocrine system.
所以我们反正内分泌系统呢，它就会生产这些像多巴胺啊、肾上腺素啊，或者其他的各种荷尔蒙啊，那它都会影响到我们的情绪跟我们的生理的这个运作。
And often it's stimulated by our experiences. So whether you could be having an exciting experience, they talk about watching football games or kids playing games on their phones. People that are addicted to pornography, for example. And there's all the sexual sins that go with that. Just being around people, being with friends. All of these things are going to stimulate different emotions.
就是我们平常也知道，就是我们看球赛啦，或者是打电玩啦，或者是有一些人他这个看这些色情的东西上瘾啊，或者是我们跟朋友的聚会，都会可能会让我们的情绪非常的高涨，或者是很开心啊，等等的，这些都是来自于我们内分泌系统的一个作用。
Yeah, now some of those experiences are sinful and some are not.
而这些所谓快乐的感觉，某些呢可能是跟罪有关的，但有些不是，是不能称为罪，有些是就是愉悦的，是好的，一些愉悦的感觉。Yeah,
so that's why we get the term that, some of these things can actually be called like emotional sins.
那有一些呢，我们甚至可以称他们为这个所谓情感情绪上的罪。
Yeah, so emotions in themselves, they're not necessarily sinful, but sometimes it's for good, sometimes it's for bad, but it's part of the test of the body. Some people get addicted to those experiences, and that drags them away from the plan of God.
而我们要知道呢，这些情感情绪不见得都是坏的，有些是罪的情绪。 但有些是OK的，但不论怎么样，这个情绪都是我们的在魂里面的一种测验。它，你如果是一个本来还OK的情绪，但是你变成是上瘾了，那就变成是罪的状态了。那这种会成瘾的这种情绪呢，它对我们的魂就是一个很大的一个测试。而这种上瘾型的这个情绪， 就会让我们从神对我们原本的美好计划中把我们拉走。
I'll just give you one last example to finish off because we've run out of time, but talking about going to a church and singing songs of praise to God, and that can give an emotional experience, like you appreciate God and you're thinking about God and you're using your volition, you're using your mind and your soul to worship God, but that can stimulate physical emotions.
而我们也要提醒啊，就是说这个情绪有好有坏， 而我们做的一些事情呢，它比如说像我们到教会里面去敬拜，在敬拜的歌唱中，我们越来越感受我们对神，就是我们能够表述我们对神的一个感恩。那这样子的一个行为，又可能就因为你的这个整体的敬拜的过程，好，就影响到你的身体，而你的身体就又产生更多的这种在一种感谢的情绪的里面，那就这就变成一个良性循环。
But notice that the soul has to come first. You have to understand through the doctrine that you know about God. And in your soul, you built up this understanding of God's love and God's grace, and you want to worship Him because of what you understand about God.
但是也要理解呢，就是我们会真的有一种要感恩、感谢神的感觉，是来自于我们的一个理性的学习，我们认识了神，在经由认识的神的过程中，我们才会更会愿意进到教会去敬拜神，而敬拜神的过程中又影响到你的身体里面有一个情绪，是一个好的情绪，一个敬拜的情绪。
Yeah, and the emotional reaction they have, that is a result of worshiping God.
所以它就变成是你的这种最终得到的这种在敬拜中的这种美好的感觉情绪呢，是因着你的在敬拜神的这个动作这个行为而来。
And that is a good thing. That's like a blessing that comes. It's like a reward that God gives you because you had correct thinking.
所以呢，这样子的一个结果呢，就变成是像是神给我们的一个祝福，像是神给我们的一个奖赏，就是你得到了一个美好的，你因为对神的敬拜而得到了一个美好的情绪，那是神给我们的祝福。
But on the other hand, you have Christians, especially if they're involved in like a big church and they have this, you know, the loud music playing, there's a lot of people singing and dancing and clapping. And even for new Christians, they have no understanding about God and His plan. They don't really understand His grace. They might not even be saved. But they can have a very emotional reaction because they feel that there is something happening. And it's even like being at a rock concert.You can have a very emotional experience, and that can be very addictive.
而有一些大型的教会里面呢，他在敬拜的时候有非常像是一个大的一个演唱会一样啊。那在这种时候呢，有一些根本不认识神的人，他进来了，他感受到了一些感觉，而他就喜欢上那个感觉，但他其实还不认识神。那这种时候呢，他这样子啊，引进的这个新的人进到教会，他会误以为这就是他要的东西，那他就可能会因此对这种感觉上瘾，却对神毫无认知。
Now they're having a very emotional experience, and it can be a very happy experience for them, but it's not based on their understanding of God, but it's based on their environment around them.
所以这样子的未信主的人进到了这样的环境里，他得到了一个非常有情绪上面的一个感受而进到教会，但其实他对神毫无了解。
Yeah, and because they're really feeling happy and they feel like they're part of a crowd, the emotions are pumping through the body. Things like the dopamine and the adrenaline are going through their body, and they can be deceived into thinking that now they're close to God, that they're having an experience with God.
所以呢，像这样子就很，这些人呢，他就好像经由这种情感的这个影响，情绪的影响呢，他就可能分泌很多多巴胺、肾上腺素，让他非常的兴奋，非常的愉悦，但是他却完全以为这就是与神接近了，那完全就变成是一个骗局。
Yeah, and that's sort of what Paul was warning the Corinthians about in the verse 2 Corinthians chapter 6, telling these people you need to have a relationship with God based on your soul, not your emotions.
保罗特别对哥林多的人所说的，在哥林多前书第六章里面提到的是说，你们千万爱跟神的关系，不能够是因着你的情绪。
Okay, anyway, that's all we have time for today.
好，我们今天只能讲到这边。
If you have any questions though, maybe we could open up for questions.
有没有人有问题？我们可以稍微讨论一下。
We sort of got off the topic today, but I do need to make sure you understand this, because we're talking about the imputation of Adam's original sin, and there's a lot of things we need to understand, I guess.
好，今天我们其实谈到非常多的东西啊，尤其是对于亚当他的原罪跟我们的罪性的关系啊，这些事情其实非常非常的重要。
Yeah, so next time we come back next Tuesday we can have a class, and I'll explain more about how sin originates from the volition, which is in the soul.
所以我们下礼拜二呢，我们这个礼拜六要停课一次，然后下礼拜二我们要继续来谈，我们所有的罪都是来自于我们的自由意志。
Okay, let's bow our heads.
好，我们现在低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the message of truth that we've been able to learn today.
感谢天父让我们得到很多真理的讯息。
We pray that through the things that we learn, we can have a better understanding of our own thought processes, and the temptations that we have.
我们感谢天父让我们在学习中让我们知道我们在一个充满诱惑的试炼的环境中。
Through these things, we can learn how to make better decisions to glorify you.
经由这样的学习，我们可以知道我们应该要更小心谨慎地做最好的决定，各种的抉择可以让我们荣耀神。
We give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
这是感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.